This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Alina Huffman for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
I'm going to Batman, Australia. People would say, cool.
Get Batmania, yeah.
Yeah.
So we do a science fiction slash horror slash, well, geek pop culture radio show on the only LGBTIQ radio, 24-hour radio station in the world.
Actually. Really? Wow.
And it's in Melbourne, of all places.
Of all places, indeed. Well, you never know.
Which was supposed to, I don't know if you know this little bit of trivia, but Melbourne was supposed to be called Batman.
Because of all the bats.
No, because one of the great pioneers, his name was John Batman, and
no kidding.
They didn't name it after him.
I did not know that.
They named it after Lord Melbourne.
Royalty and power wins out every time.
Always. But Batman would have been fun.
That would have been much better. I'm going to Batman, Australia. People would say, cool.
Get Batmania, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can imagine all the conventions, what the focus would be.
That's right.
They missed their chance.
Yeah, well, they weren't thinking that far ahead. They weren't that forward thinking at
Maybe
the time.
Maybe DC would have settled here.
I mean, if you asked 100 people in the United States who Lord Melbourne was, I bet one of them would know.
Exactly.
That one, because I don't think he's gotten into the history books in a big way yet.
Who even cares what
Melbourne might have to invade, perhaps might have to invade America to
there you go.
Get that. But yeah. Excellent. Well, Terry Brooks, I want to welcome you to Sci-Fi and Scream, and certainly it is an honour to have someone with such, wow, a huge breadth of experience and history and certainly...
Life.
Success for what you do.
Thank you. That's
as
very nice.
As a writer, for one of the longest running, do we call it running? Writing?
That sounds right. I figured if you count when I started, I've got about 50 years.
Mm.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I know I have 4 decades in, don't I have 4 decades in publishing now, something like that? I started in the 70s, 70s,
yeah.
80s, 90s. I got five.
Five, actually.
Five.
Yeah.
I'm going for six. Going for
go
six.
For the... Well, I was going to say the trifecta, but that's great.
That times
whatever,
two.
Whatever the...
I don't know.
Horse race equivalent is.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's great to have you here, of course. Now, tell us, I mean, this journey coming to... Is this your first time in a convention?
No, Island? You know, it isn't. This is my second visit.
Mm-hmm.
I was here before in a non-business capacity with an organized tour of Eastern Australia, but I part of that included Melbourne, and I was here.
Did you see any Eastern, is it stripy-tailed bandicoots?
I know, but I saw the fairy penguins.
Very good.
I went out there for that, and I think we went to a petting zoo for wallabies and what have you at that time also. But we saw a lot of things while we were here, and I remembered, you know, we were talking earlier about... Batman and Bat City and so forth, and we saw all the bats over in whichever park that was at, where they hang from the trees in droves.
Yeah. Oh, even the botanical gardens here.
And maybe that was it.
I think that's what
it was.
Yeah.
The botanical
they
gardens
are sort of
hanging
out there.
And that was I have never seen that before, and that was very unusual.
And so, they've been doing it for a while, millions of years. And
indeed.
And now, Terry, with your books, did you ever think at any stage in your career that this would lead to here? I mean, these.
I thought about
writing fantasy, writing the speculation.
I don't know. I never thought I would have this kind of a length of career, and I didn't think that I would have this many books written. No.
Mm.
I think that's something that you just get to by persevering as much as anything. And nobody really allows themselves to think in those terms if they're sane, because it would drive you crazy. So you just have to concentrate on writing one book after the other and doing your best job with each one and building a career based on people's appreciation of the fact that you're not letting them down, which I think is extremely important, not ever to write something that isn't your best work.
Mm.
And I didn't start out with fantasy. I found my way there after many, many other types of efforts at writing.
Is it your favorite then? Favorite genre?
To write?
Yes, to write.
To write, yes, not necessarily to read.
Mm-hmm.
I write fantasy because I've been doing it for so long, it's almost second nature. And because I like the spread and scope of what fantasy offers, there's almost no form you can't adapt to a fantasy situation.
Mm. All the different worlds you can create.
Exactly, and you bring in mystery and romance, and you can bring in science fiction, adventures, a bit of a Western. You can do just about anything with it, and I like that because it also gives you, lets you exercise your imagination in ways that many other forms don't, because they're fairly constrictive.
Mm.
You know, if it takes place in this world, it has to be real about this world for the most part, if it isn't going to be based on a speculative story. But in fantasy, you can really, you know, I tell people all the time, well, they ask you how much work you've done into researching elves, and I say, I don't have to. I invented it.
In my world,
they're my elves. I created them, so I am the specialist.
Specialist, yes. Elfotology, perhaps.
Yes, elfotology. That's good.
And okay, so you said you don't read your own type of genre, do you?
I do, yeah. But not exclusively, and sometimes not even much. It just depends on what interests me at any given time, but I read a lot of other types of fiction, almost every other type of fiction as well. I'm not wedded to the idea that it's always a good idea. There's a part of me when I'm reading fantasy that wants to red pencil everything.
Right.
This
okay.
isn't
yeah,
so
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
you could
yeah.
have been stronger here.
Yeah.
No, this is not the way you should have phrased it. I could have shown you a better way to do that. That's not good. You know, you don't really want to read that
way.
Well,
it's not enjoyment.
It isn't fun,
is it?
No. So there's a few writers whose books I really have enjoyed over the years, and so I read those, and occasionally new writers come along that I really like, and so I do that. But also it's not good to have a busman's holiday by just reading the same thing you write in all the time.
Yeah.
You need to read things that are outside the field and outside your experience.
Is that something that you bring into your stories?
Well, I do, because writing, other writers teach you things.
Of course, yeah.
And reading what other people do non-related to what you do will give you ideas about what you can do in your field, and how you can better tell a story, and tricks of the trade and all of that. And this is an educational process. A writer is always learning. You're always being taught. And many of your mentors are your fellow writers. So you study what they do, and you pay attention to how they structure, and you learn things. For me, that's part of what makes it so fun.
Yep, I can understand that completely. It's something that you're mixing up the different types of styles as well that way, and you're getting that connection too.
Yeah, I think
as far as your peers go, who do you sort of, I guess, riff off? Would you?
Who do I rip off?
Riff off.
Careful.
Sorry.
There.
Watch that editing. Edit. No, you know what I mean. Like musicians do.
Yeah, sure.
See at me.
Well, one of my current favorite authors is named Lev Grossman, and he wrote a book called The Magicians. It's a trilogy. It's a fabulous story.
Yeah.
Well written. He's very smart. He told a very good story. So I have enjoyed his books very much recently. I have been drifting into young adult fiction lately, too, reading some things over there that have, some of which has been pretty darn good and that I like a lot. Although, you know, I find myself drifting away more from fantasy and young adult dystopian novels and going into contemporary fiction. I think the writers there are a tad better, more interesting.
Where do you get the time?
Oh, you make the time.
Yeah?
I mean, if you're, read books.
Do you have a strict regimen, like, when you write and when you read?
Well, yeah, sure. I write these days when I'm sharp, which means between 6 in the morning and noon.
Okay.
And I tend to read, I've given myself permission to read every afternoon in the latter afternoon hours, which is good. And we read every night before we go to sleep. I mean, you know, you get into habits of when you're going to do this.
Right.
And that's important. So I really,
for a writer, would you say that is?
It's not only important, it's necessary.
Yeah.
If you're a writer, you need to read, and you need to read books. You have to do that. Otherwise, you don't learn anything. You know, you don't learn anything by watching television or going to movies about how to write books.
Exactly.
You just
you're in the wrong field.
Then you need to write screenplays, I guess.
Exactly. Is that something that you will do in the future?
No. I fiddled around with it. I shouldn't say no, never, but I will say no, I don't think so. I fiddled around with writing screenplays with some of my own work where there's been options and that sort of thing. But, you know, and writing it once is enough, and it's just another form of writing if you do it again.
Yeah,
and
then you start having to have to.
You're so close to it, I think it's really hard to let your mind drift into other areas because it's already set in stone right here. And of course, to adapt it, you need to have some fluidity and be able to let go of the things that you're really wedded to, and that's hard to do.
Cut.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Look, we have to wrap up, unfortunately, but look, it's so good to talk to you, Terry Brooks. I just wanted, before we go, because I have a segment on my show called The Reader, and it's for all the readers of fantasy fiction. And we have done you a couple of times now. Well, done you. I mean, like, we're...
so to speak.
We'll edit that, too.
So what do I do here?
So, yes, if you could read that out. It's a station ID. It's Sci-Fi and Squeam. Sorry for the writing. On Joy 94.9.
Right.
And obviously your name.
Hello, this is Terry Brooks, and I'm speaking to you from Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Beautiful. Perfect. Just like that.
Nothing to
one
it.
One take.
I've done this before.
Ah, I bet.
A few hundred times.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Billy Boyd. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Squeam.
Squeam.
Is that a word you made up?
I did. Yes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.